Starbucks. I need some caffeine in my veins. I think some coffee time is overdue. I'm pretty sure that I'm about to go insane.
What does this mean?
It gets a little lonely, all this studying, just watching the hours tick by.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalecki.
I'm Christina Staffo.
We are at the advent of the holiday season.
Yes.
So I think of trees and shopping and festive things and eggnog, but a lot of people are consumed with cups. And cups
that's
that are
true.
Now red that used to be Starbucks cups.
Yeah.
Now, everybody's all in a big kerfluffle because they've come out with red holiday cups. What were the cups before red?
They were red, but the cups said Merry Christmas.
Oh, that's right.
And now they don't say Merry Christmas.
Uh-oh.
And can I be blunt with you, Ed, about this?
I sense a rant coming.
Because
go
this
ahead.
Actually really bothers me. I'm not a very sensitive person. If you want to say Happy Hanukkah to me, the week of Christmas, because it's Hanukkah, Happy Hanukkah.
Christina
Merry
Stoffelstein.
Christmas. But whatever you're celebrating, say it.
Yes.
I don't care.
Why not?
Now, here's my problem.
Uh-oh.
This is proof to me that no matter what you do, people are going to be offended.
Of course they
I think people love being offended about something. Because if people weren't offended, Starbucks wouldn't have had to take Merry Christmas off the cup in the first place.
Right. Well, Starbucks has always been quite political in everything that they do. And if you are very PC, as Starbucks purports themselves to be, it's not very PC to say Merry Christmas anymore. But who cares? I don't care if it's politically correct or not. If I celebrate Christmas, Merry Christmas, and whatever your holiday is, enjoy it and say happy
right.
whatever.
Why do you have to be offended about it?
Right.
People aren't, it's not in a negative tone. Why is there so much sensitivity about these things that really, when you boil it down, don't really mean it?
Like, they don't mean anything.
They don't mean anything in the larger scheme of things.
Think about, all right, individually, you, the listener, think about the biggest thing that's affecting your life right now, okay? Now, see? Now, when it comes to coffee cups, does that matter?
No.
And you know what? If you're upset because they took Merry Christmas off the cup is still red. And I'm sorry, but red is still the official color of Christmas. It's not the color of Hanukkah.
Right.
And it's not the color of Kwanzaa. You still have your color on the cup and deal with it.
But here's the thing. If the owners of Starbucks are Catholic,
or any kind of Christian denomination.
Any type of Christian denomination, why can't there be a Merry Christmas on the cup? They're not doing it to offend you. But if they put Happy Holidays on the cup, people would be offended that why doesn't it say Christmas? Is this Happy Holidays? If they put, you know, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, Christmas all over the cup, there would be some small group of people that said, well, they didn't put X, Y, and Z on that cup. People are always going to be offended. So I say you got to stop catering to what the masses say, because someone's always going to have a problem.
Somebody's always going to have a problem. And in this case, Donald Trump had a big problem.
That's
and I
so
hate this
funny.
Too. For him to be able to take this and try to use it and turn it into this little political chess piece.
Right.
And his story was, well, in Trump Tower, we have a Starbucks down in the lobby and that's it. They're out. I don't care. And because it all goes back to money for him. And then he said that if he were to become president, don't worry, we'll all be saying Merry Christmas. Well, you know what? Hiram Abramowitz over in Williamsburg is very upset because he doesn't want to say it. Can we please all just get a grip, go to our own corners, and celebrate our own damn holidays?
Agreed. Do you know that the company Chick-fil-A is a Christian-run company?
And they're closed
on Sundays. They're closed on Sundays.
Yes.
Should we be offended that we can't get a frozen lemonade from Chick-fil-A on a Sunday because they're closing for religious observances?
Well, there was something, what was that, about 8-9 years ago where people were upset at Chick-fil-A because of some stance they took because they said it was too religious. You can't win.
You can't win. That's what I mean. Doesn't matter what you do.
Right.
Someone's always going to be offended. So I say, do what you want to do because it doesn't matter.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter. People are still going to go to Starbucks, order their half soy, no foam, venti, extra dry, two pump vanilla macchiato.
What is a macchiato?
Regardless of what the cup says.
Of course. And what the hell is a macchiato?
A macchiato is mostly whatever steams dairy, like milk or soy or whatever. And then they float a couple of shots of espresso on top with whatever, like caramel drizzle or whatever it is.
We have gotten so far away from coffee. It's ridiculous. All right. I'm holding a Dunkin' Donuts cup and I just realized, and it says joy. And that's it. I mean,
but
so we're celebrating says, dish detergent,
right,
joy.
But it says joy on there, but there's still like some mistletoe looking leaves on there.
There are leaves.
It's green and red.
Yes.
It's still
it implies Christmas. See, that's the key.
So why
just imply it and people will be happy.
Right. No one's, you know, offended by the Dunkin' Donuts cup.
No. No, I mean, and that's what just gets me. I'm sick of this because if the focus of the celebration of your holiday is how you will be treated when you walk into your coffee shop or your department store,
right,
and someone is simply saying happy holidays, how shallow of a person must you be?
Mm.
How shallow must your faith be?
Mm.
And how little does the holiday really mean to you if that is going to put your entire holiday asunder?
Do you know that there is a mall on Long Island, New York, that their Santa Claus you know, display,
right,
where you can go and take a picture with Santa, is like this white igloo looking like modern set.
It's the winter festival.
It's no longer, you know, the winter wonderland with the gingerbread mm-hmm. houses and the elves and stuff. They made it so generic,
yes,
with Santa Claus kind of sitting under this like igloo looking thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, why?
My town, when we first moved into our town and we got married 20 years ago, we had the Christmas parade through town, and we would choose Miss Merry Christmas every year. It would be a senior girl from the high school, and you would go in and you would vote for whomever it was. Well, one person got so upset because she was an avowed atheist. She went to the borough council meeting and she demanded that, all right, the Christmas tree no longer be put in front of borough hall,
oh my goodness,
that the Christmas parade be ended and abolished, and no more Miss Merry Christmas. So what do we have in the fine town of Metuchen, New Jersey? We have the Winter Carnival Festival.
Okay.
We stand outside the first Sunday of December and we celebrate snow.
Really?
And it's ridiculous.
Should we be offended that some places put up a menorah?
Or anything. Any symbol. Every symbol will offend someone.
I have never walked into an establishment and been offended by a holiday, regardless of whatever it is, decoration. Ever. It kind of makes me happy to see it because this time of year, this is like my favorite time of year.
Sure.
I would never get offended by someone celebrating their faith. Why are we living in this world right now?
That's a perfect point. You know what it is? Be happy that people are celebrating a faith, because a lot of people are concerned that people are turning away from faith. So if you practice a faith, don't be so upset and don't be so prejudiced,
right,
that other people need to and want to celebrate those faiths as well. So it doesn't matter if it says Christmas. It doesn't matter if it says holidays, because where is the holiday celebrated the most? In your heart.
That's right.
And that's what we've forgotten about. Because
that's right.
Everything is, uh-oh, this store is doing that. Uh-oh, that store is doing that. We're going to protest this. We're going to protest you. And it's gotten to the point where it's ridiculous. You're too busy worrying about what other people are doing
mm-hmm.
and what other people say
that's
about
right.
what you're doing. I don't care what you think about what I'm doing. I don't give a damn what you think about my Christmas tree.
That's right.
All I want to do is celebrate the holidays in my own way. And the whole thing, too, when radio stations start to play holiday music because we can't call it Christmas music, but now some are calling it Christmas music because some people are afraid we're losing Christmas.
Stop.
It is so ridiculously stupid.
And do you know what else is kind of weird for me? You know, coming from a very heavy Catholic background.
Right.
People being offended by a Christmas tree or a Santa Claus is kind of weird for me because the actual Catholic symbol of Christmas is Jesus Christ in the manger.
Think about what the Christmas tree has become. The Christmas tree is more of a commercialistic sign than anything else now.
Yeah.
All right. It's Charlie Brown. It's shopping at the mall. It's
right.
what you put because Santa Claus, which is really the symbol of Coca-Cola from the early 1900s, puts the toys underneath the tree.
Right.
It's not the religious symbol. But yet when other faiths want to put their religious symbol up, it's fine. Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Just go and celebrate what you want. If you're Jewish, terrific. If you're Catholic or Christian, whatever you are, just go and celebrate it. Don't become consumed with what other people are thinking about you celebrating, and don't become consumed about how other people are going to phrase their greetings to you. People were getting so upset last year because there was a major retail chain saying happy holidays. I don't care if they say anything to me.
But that's my point. Even with these stores that are trying to do the right thing
right.
and use a phrase that it's all encompassing of everything you could say,
mm-hmm.
that offends people too. even when people think they're doing the right thing by being the generic and saying happy holidays. My point is, this is supposed to be a very happy time of the year, a very positive time, very family, very loving, and people are putting such a negative spin on it, and it makes me so upset.
It makes me long for January already, does it not? It's terrible. It really is.
This time is supposed to be about family, or if you don't have family, friends that are family, or whoever your family is in your life. Be happy with these people and have love in your life. Don't consume yourself with things that are so negative, because there's so many negative things that actually mean something going on that everyone is ignoring.
That's right.
And this is what we have to be worried about? Merry Christmas on a Starbucks cup?
Yep. And if it bothers you that much, just make your coffee at home.
If it bothers you that much, go get a Keurig.
Get a Keurig. Get some styrofoam cups. Get yourself a nice red Sharpie. You can write Merry Christmas on the cup, and you can just wallow in your happiness.
That's right.
See, we've started a closet industry here.
Sharpie mugs.
No, you can make Merry Christmas mugs. I like that idea.
So funny.
All right, stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalenge.
I'm Christina Stoffo.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-289-1668. That's 800-289-1668. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-289-1668.